Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 18th of January 2017, and this is the 517th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm talking to you from a cooling Tasmania. We're about to head for a night where it's going to be only 7 degrees, and it's been very windy all day as well. But in a couple of days it's heading up towards 30 again, so there's just this brief respite of a nice cool weather, and I shall be heading off into town again, so I'll be able to walk in the cool for my evening play tonight. Yesterday I wandered down to the Writer's Cave, and it's a new venue, which is no longer just around the corner from me, but in the old Mercury building. The Mercury is a newspaper, for a long time it's been the only newspaper in this town, and I think it was started about 70 years ago. So there have been various newspaper offices belonging to the Mercury. I think this is probably the fourth incarnation out of five. And about 5 years ago, they built new premises that are down near the water, and I don't know quite what's been happening to this particular building. It's an old Art Deco building, and rather a lovely building next to the post office. And the person who's bought it, or the people who've bought it, are changing it into a sort of arts centre. There are going to be a number of offices of people who have creative arts businesses, and there's going to be a restaurant downstairs in the cellar, and then there are some festival organising activities there, or there will be, and also the office of Island Magazine, which is a Tasmanian literary paper, literary journal rather. Who've made this space available to us once a week I'm assuming it's free for all, although there isn't that much room for many more than turned up last night. There were, I think, 8 of us, but actually it may have added up to 10 by the time I left. I left a little bit early because I really mustn't use my arm for 3 hours at a stretch. So I wasn't there the full length. But it was wonderful. We came in, and we'd talked a bit outside. We'd had to wait outside for the security to open the doors, so we had a bit of chatting then. Then we all just really went in and set ourselves up, and the typing started. It was a great space, and it was really nice to see some old faces, well, not old faces, but faces from the previous cave that really we haven't had it for nearly 2 years, I think. And so there were some familiar faces, I think is what I mean, not old faces. I was certainly the oldest face there. And it's a really good boost. So there's a real sense of community whilst we're doing it. So I'm very, very pleased to have this back again. I really missed it when it wasn't going. And from time to time, I wondered whether I could sort of start something similar. But this is a good arrangement to actually have an office, I think, even though I would much rather it was just up the road. It's really lovely to have a space that is part of, that is within an arts centre. So that was a really good evening, and I even managed to get into the creative circle meeting that's on Tuesday night. Oh, it's a really sad clash for me that they're both on in the same evening. But as I was on the bus coming home, I was able to join Michael Nobbs in the creative circle. So that I wasn't really able to do very much work on the bus because I hadn't anticipated it. And also the bus ride doesn't actually last for 20 minutes. So it was a good little focus time for me and a nice thing to do. So I had my cake and ate it too. It was lovely. So that's what I was doing yesterday, last night, and I'm really looking forward to this play tonight, which may be quite grim. I think it's about Jews in Amsterdam. I don't know quite when it's set, so we'll see how I come out of that, but it'll certainly be an interesting production. And it's wonderful being able to go to something like that for free, which would otherwise be well beyond my budget. So I'm very, very lucky. I do hope that you've had a good day, that you are able to find ways in which to be inspired. And I know that sometimes working on one's own is a dream come true. I know when my daughter was young, that any moment that I had to myself became writing time. But as a solitary person, it's really nice to sometimes write with other people. So I do hope that you can find whichever you feel you need, even when it's from time to time, that if you are getting a bit stale on your own, that you're able to work with other people, either online or in person. There is something quite special about being in person as well. And if you're desperate for solitary time, I really hope you get it, and that you don't enter into the zone that I found myself doing, which was that my writing time was between 11 p.m. and 2 a.m. when my daughter was small. Thank you very, very much for listening today, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.